Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
No one was particularly thinking about theater, as in the stage variety this past week. We had our eyes on our nation's capital. Pretty good theater itself, including a remarkable and charismatic 22-year-old poet. But now a new era begins. By the way, there is a move afoot to reinstate or reawaken things like the National Endowment of the Arts, and I'll bet you anything we'll be watching a Kennedy Center Honors event next December with the beaming president in the box for the first time in 5 years. Oh, and maybe even a return to the days when artists like Bob Dylan, Stevie Wonder, and Lin-Manuel Miranda were invited to perform in the White House. Miranda used such an occasion, let's not forget, to try out a little ditty to go with a seemingly ridiculous idea. A hip-hop musical about the former Secretary of the Treasury? And yet another sign of hope. New York's Senator Chuck Schumer is now the majority leader, and he's a big advocate of the Save Our Stages Act, so let's keep the pressure on. Now, as 2021 began, I did stream a few offerings last week, starting with Theater of War's The Drum Major Instinct on Martin Luther King Day, appropriate, since that was the title of one of King's sermons. The powerful words were read by a combination of actors and a few political figures you'll recognize. The theme of the sermon has to do with people needing to be front and center rather than helping and thinking of others. There's a quote, "Let us look calmly and honestly at ourselves, and we will discover that we too have those same basic desires for recognition, for importance, that same desire for attention, that same desire to be first." Huh. Was an oddly resonant reminder for us all. I also caught up with the revival reading of the Atlantic Theater's production of Blue Ridge. This play is only a few seasons old and received mixed reviews. Here it was performed by the original and excellent cast of six in their little boxes, including the overwhelmingly magnetic Marin, Ireland. Blue Ridge runs more than 2 hours, a long time to spend in a halfway house in North Carolina where everyone gets his or her monologue, but there was enough good stuff to make it worthwhile. I also checked out Broadway on Demand's continuing solo series. The current one, for at least another week, is called Kennedy, Bobby's Last Crusade. Now, these one-character pieces, even in normal times, are hard to pull off. Portraying someone so well-known is tough and almost always comes off as an impersonation. Well, this one begins and ends with Kennedy's final moments. Otherwise, it's just Bobby going from speech to speech, the most powerful being the one he improvised after learning of Martin Luther King's death and what went into his difficult decision to enter the 1968 presidential race. For those not entirely familiar with the man and that year, it's a good enough history lesson. There is much more on tap coming up now, starting tonight with the Red Bull Company's The Woman Hater. It's a reading with a fine cast, so I don't know the play. It's described as a rarely seen 18th century feminist satire. Now, I'm determined to go to Hulu this week to watch a filmed version of In and of Itself. Derek Del Gaudio is a storyteller who uses sleight of hand, manipulation, and illusion to explore one's sense of self and invites theatergoers to do the same. And this show, directed by Frank Oz, began on stage in Los Angeles, then was a big success in New York, and well, now it's available for streaming. The edgy East Village company called The Wild Project has gone digital and right now is streaming Trees, a musical dealing with climate change. Also streaming via the same site is one called Virtual Impossibilities. And here's how you know this pandemic has gone on too long. One of the first creative offerings almost a year ago was Beirut, a reunion reading from MCC starring Marissa Tomei and Oscar Isaac. Well, now it's being brought back and can be viewed through January 28th. I think that's Thursday. It's a strong and depressing play dealing with another plague, one that particularly hit the theater community. Marissa Tomei turns up again, this time with Bobby Cannavale, in a reading of the John Robin Bates play Three Hotels, produced by Tectonic Theater Project and directed by Moises Kaufman. Those are a lot of big names in theater. It streams from tomorrow, January 26th through the 30th. It can be found on BroadwayCares.org. The Women's Project Company is offering something called the Nourish Project, which is described as using music, dance, and poetry, and curated through a framework of the five senses and four natural elements. Well, you do the math. Sounds a bit woo-woo or goop-goop, but who knows? It could be just the rejuvenating fix we need. That can be found on the WP site. I always like alerting you to shows coming from elsewhere, so if you go to St. Anne's Warehouse website, you can find your way to The Approach, written by Mark O'Rourke. It's a three-woman tour de force, apparently, coming to us from Dublin. That can be streamed throughout the week. The Arena Stage in Washington is presenting a production which I saw there and reviewed here called Dear Jack, Dear Louise. The play is comprised of a series of love letters sent during World War II, based on a true and personal story from the playwright Jack Ludwig. Also from the nation's capital, the Woolly Mammoth Theater is offering Hi, Are You Single?, streaming from January 31st for a month. This sounds simultaneously daunting and moving, as you will discover when you read more about the leading actor. That's a hint. And back to Theater of War for a moment. On Wednesday from 7 to 9 East Coast time, that company will present Those Winter Sundays, based on a sonnet by Robert Hayden. This will be performed by Bill Murray, and Moses Ingram. She was one of the stars of the hugely successful Queen's Gambit Netflix series. The words are all about surviving in difficult times, and as always with Theater of War, the reading will be followed by a discussion. And check out Manhattan Theater Club's YouTube channel. It smartly has put up one of its past productions called Prodigal Son, written by John Patrick Shanley and starring a then high school drama student named Timothy Chalamet. I reviewed that here, and I warned you to remember that name, even though it's hard to spell. One of my better predictions, I might say. As for getting back up on Broadway, well, I hear and fear that it seems unlikely before fall, but who knows, maybe with the vaccinations and a new administration, hope will win out. One of the producers of the musical Moulin Rouge was quoted this past week saying, "The show's advance sales, once hefty, are now zero." But she expects to spend at least $3 million to restart the show on Broadway. Well, I like that spirit. Finally, I just finished reading the 600-page new biography of Mike Nichols. I spoke with the author, Mark Harris, and we'll discuss more about this next week after the book is officially published. Interestingly, though, near the end of his life, a long and remarkable one, the aforementioned John Patrick Shanley sent Nichols his new play, the aforementioned Prodigal Son, with hopes that the eight-time Tony winner would direct it. Well, Nichols did not. I will say, Jill, for anyone interested in making or watching good theater, this biography will be a must.
And do you know, what that reminds me of? Do you remember William Goldman's book?
Of course.
Does anybody say, hey, and that's a must? If you took those two books, I bet you could give someone a real education.
Edumacation,
right.
Yes, William Goldman's would be more about writing, just the screenwriting. The thing about Nichols...
Well, Goldman's, he wrote a book called Broadway, right, in 1969?
Oh, I don't remember that.
That's the one I was referring to. No, that's...
Oh, okay. Because, I think of it mostly as Butch Cassidy, Sundance Kid, All the President's Men, mostly about screenwriting. But I'm not surprised. And interestingly, there's also a biography coming out in just a few weeks after Nichols about Tom Stoppard, who, of course, worked with Nichols on several plays. They were very close friends. And amazingly, it has the same title. They're both called A Life. One is Mike Nichols' A Life, one is Tom Stoppard' A Life. So I don't know if the publishers were aware of that at the time, but it seems kind of odd to
me. Maybe it's a series of lives, because again, playwright. All right, so the Goldman book is called The Season, And it was reissued in 1984 with a Frank Rich, a new introduction.
That's interesting.
And I think that the very first thing you should do when you get off is to find it.
Yeah. Did he write a series of plays?
No, but it's a candid look at Broadway. It was one of my very first. Garson Kanin wrote another one. I can't remember its name. This was way back when. This was in the 70s. Yeah. But it was that was less of that was not like this. This was a novel that put on a show. But in putting on the show, as you can imagine from someone who knew what was it about, was its own version of a documentary. You know, in other words, the information in there as they set up the show was very something that you would encounter even to this day, so to speak.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true. And what was it? Well, Michael Rydell, the theater reporter for the New York Post for years, his book Razzle Dazzle was quite good. That was only about 5 or 6 years ago. Matter of fact, I think he has a second book already out now, which was a good history of, you know, five plays that changed Broadway, you know, and they're the obvious ones, whether it was Rent, Chorus Line, you know, he specifically looks through, which Mark Harris, by the way, who wrote the Nichols book, did with the movie business. He wrote an excellent book called Pictures of a Revolution, and he takes the five movies that were nominated, I think in 1968, I think, or nine, for best film. But each one represented a very important moment. You know, you had everything from The Graduate and Bonnie and Clyde, the new wave kind of stuff. Graduate, by the way, is what Mike Nichols won the Oscar for. And then you had Dr. Doolittle, the old-fashioned kind of movie. Then you had Guess Who's Coming to Dinner that was trying to do something. And the one that won was in the Heat of the Night that kind of snuck in. It's a fascinating book. Mark Harris is an amazing chronicler, I think, of our culture today.
All right, going to interrupt because I found the Garson Kanin book, and that is called Smash.
Yeah.
And as
What's
it happened,
called?
Smash.
Smash, okay.
And it was, like, as it turns out, was this partial basis for something on NBC in 2012. But it was written in 1980. And I would say to you, grab Smash and grab The Season, and you will...
Everything that starts with an S. Basically, every one-liner that starts with an S. Yeah, Smash became that short-lived NBC series.
Yes, but the book was, again, you know, when you're televising all of this, you leave out the bits that give the insight, let's just say.
Right,
because you're moving a story along, and that's completely different when you're watching a visual story. But when you're reading, you know, you want to know that stuff because that's going to tell you, aha, if you're using it for the purposes that I'm recommending it.
Yeah, they're brave books to write because they take a long time, they take a lot of research, and by definition, the audience is going to be the readership is going to be limited because how many people are going to go out and buy a book about Broadway? You know, you're safer when you do something like Mike Nichols because he crossed all mediums. You know, he made the movies, he made TV, did Angels in America on TV was one of his last big things. So he crosses all, and he did improv, you know.
Guessing Smash wasn't very hard for Garson Kanin to write. You know, it was just probably more like, oh, let me look at my notes here. You know, if you're a storyteller, and same with The Season, it's...
Oh, they're great writers. I mean, Garson Kanin was a master, and William Goldman was one of the greatest writers
ever.
So, all right, now you've given me stuff to do this week. Damn it, I thought I had a free week.
Nope, I've got an assignment.
Okay, have a good one, and I'll see you next Monday.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.